شمع بني بني مزاربي.
Welcome to the Musa Stories Podcast, delivering short, compelling stories designed for children to discuss with their parents and for parents to discuss with their children. Hello, parents. This is Rabbi Edelman. If you like these stories, please tell your friends about the podcast. Now, hello, kids. It's Rabbi Edelman. So, what was the last part of last week's Parsha about? Miriam. We talked about it. Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, and she was punished with Tzaras, and everyone knew about it. Kids, in this week's Parsha, Parsha Shlach, someone else also spoke Lashon Hara. Do you know the story of the Meraglim? I'll tell you quickly, because it's not my main point. The Bnei Yisrael were camping in the desert and were headed towards Eretz Yisrael. Some Yidden wanted to send spies to get a report about the land and the enemy Goyim that they would have to fight. The spies are called Meraglim. Meragel is a spy. Meraglim, spies. They went to Eretz Yisrael, Jewish guys, looking for faults. They were looking for bad things. The Meraglim had a bad attitude, and that's why they came back to Moshe Rabbeinu and everyone saying bad. They despised the good land of Israel and spoke about it Lashon Hara. So they also got punished, but not just with Tzaras. The Meraglim were worse than Miriam was. You know how I know? Because the Meraglim died a horrible death punishment. And here is the question, Kinderlach. What makes the Meraglim's Lashon Hara worse than Miriam's Lashon Hara? You know who answers this? Rashi answers this. The first Rashi in Parshas Shlach. Rashi says, Rishoyim halalu ra'u velalakhu musar. The Meraglim were Rishoyim because they saw what happened to Miriam and they didn't take the musar. I'll give you a mashal so you can understand. It's a Ben and Zion story. Two brothers, Ben the older brother and Zion the younger brother. Ben loved to show off to his friends. He wanted the attention. It made him feel chashuv. So he said funny things like jokes. He did weird things like eating his ice cream with ketchup.
Ew.
And he did dangerous things like what I'm about to tell you. One Sunday afternoon, Ben was out there with his friends. They all had bicycles. All the boys were wearing helmets, except for Ben. And then one of his friends said, "Hey, Ben, let's see how far you can ride without holding on to handlebars." So Ben bragged and he said, "I can ride all the way down to the gas station." He felt so chashuv. Now, kids, Ben had the bad midah of wanting kavod. It means you care about what people think of you more than you care about what Hashem thinks of you. Chasing kavod. And that bad midah is about to make him do an avera of doing something dangerous. The Torah says, "V'nishmartem mo'oid l'nafshoseichem." You must guard your health and guard your life very well. Don't do dangerous things, and don't do things that could get you sick. And Ben wasn't listening. His parents had told him many times, no riding without a helmet. And Ben wasn't listening. Shomayim made a decree. Ben is doing the avera of not watching his health and not listening to his parents. He needs an onesh punishment. He needs a punishment. A real loud motorcycle sped right near Ben. Ben was startled from the sound. He lost his balance and he fell off his bike. His head, remember, didn't have a helmet? His head hit the edge of the sidewalk. Ben was knocked out. They had to rush him to the hospital. He was knocked unconscious for a couple of days. Ben finally woke up with some broken bones. After a month, He came home from the hospital. It could have been much worse. By the way, me, Rabbi Edelman, I have a personal, very close relative who was saved. His life was saved because of the bicycle helmet. What happened was he was once riding downhill on a busy street of cars. And he was going so fast and he had to brake very quickly. And he pushed on the brakes, but he was going so fast that he flew off of his bike. And he crashed through the window of a car. And he landed in the seat of the car. His whole head was gone in through. His body went into the car, knocked unconscious. But since he had his bicycle helmet on, his helmet is what broke the window of the car and not his head. And he survived and he's fine today. But his life was saved because of a bicycle helmet. So that's why I chose the story about the bicycle helmet. Now, let me ask you, when Ben comes home from the hospital, should Ben's parents be upset with him for not wearing his helmet? They were, and they spoke to him about it. But he was punished enough, so they gave Ben a lot of extra love while he recuperated at home till he was able to go back to school. But Kinderlach, that's not the end of the story. Zion, Ben's little brother, he saw the whole thing. He saw Ben not wearing his helmet. He saw Ben showing off to his friends. He saw Ben's friends daring him to ride without holding on all the way down to the gas station. Zion saw the loud motorcycle and how Ben lost control of the bike. Zion saw Ben fall. He saw Ben hit his head and get knocked out, and there was also blood. He saw the ambulance come with emergency sirens and lights. Zion saw his parents crying from worry. But Zion did not take the mussar. Kids, you won't believe this story. Zion did the same thing that Ben did just a little while after Ben came home from the hospital. Zion was riding his bicycle without wearing a helmet, and he was showing off to his friends. Zion's father noticed Zion from the window of the house. How do you think Zion's father was feeling? Right. Angry. How could Zion do such a thing after seeing what happened to Ben? Zion's father ran out the door to scold Zion. He was about to shout for Zion. Zion, get over here! But it was too late. Zion had fallen off his bike and hit his head on the edge of the sidewalk. The same thing all over again. Emergency, ambulance, hospital, crying, worrying. But this time it was worse. Kids, I'll leave it to you to imagine what happened for the rest of the story. But I ask you, who did worse, Ben or Zion? Both boys misbehaved, but whose dangerous trick was naughtier? Right, Zion's. And why? Because when you witness someone do an Aveira, and then you see the consequences, you see how he got into big trouble because of his Aveira, you need to learn from it. That's what Rashi calls taking Musar. Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, and the Meraglim spoke Lashon Hara. Both did the same Aveira. But Miriam never saw anyone get punished for it, so Hashem was not as strict with her. She got Saras for 7 days, and it was all over. But the Meraglim, they saw what happens when you speak Lashon Hara. The Meraglim knew about Miriam's punishment, and they still went and spoke Lashon Hara right afterwards. Hashem was much more strict with them. Kids, so what's the lesson for us? Whenever you see or hear someone get into trouble, Hashem has made it work out that you should see it. Hashem wants you to see someone else's trouble. Hashem wants you to hear about that other person's trouble. It's a warning for you. Hashem wants you to take Musar and not to do the same Aveira which that other person did get into trouble for. And that's the end of the Musar.